It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
In 2014, the National Osteoporosis Foundation estimated that a total of 54 million U.S. adults aged 50 or older are affected by osteoporosis and low bone mass. Now, most doctors would tell their patients who are suffering from this condition to just take some calcium to remineralize their bone. But I believe that our next guest will beg to differ. Here today to give us the real truth about osteoporosis and how to prevent it are the number one best-selling authors of The Micronutrient Miracle. Let's welcome Dr. Jason and Mira Colton. Thanks for being here, guys.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Yes. Now, first, I think that the listeners would love to hear about, Mira, your experience of being diagnosed with osteoporosis, this condition that someone would worry about if they're in their 60s and beyond, but you know what? You got it at 30 years old. And in fact, you're able to reverse it and restore your health with your micronutrient-based program. So compelling, the story that the New York Post, you know, the fifth largest newspaper in the U.S., just put out a huge three-page story about you and your book. Now, isn't that correct?
They did. We were so honored that they did that. And it was called My New York Diet Was Killing Me because I was a New Yorker. I was like the typical New York girl. I was really busy with my own company. I was a publicist. I was going to all the events. And I thought that was what was so important in my life. And come to find out, in my late 20s, I just started feeling really bad. My bones started aching and I just didn't have any energy. And it was really bad pain throughout my body. And I finally broke down and I went to my doctor. And he told me, like what you said, I had advanced osteoporosis, the bones of an 80-year-old when I turned 30.
That's incredible. Now, when you heard that, I mean, what was your first thought? And what did the doctor tell you to do?
Well, first of all, my first thought was, that's not me. That you're not talking to me. There's no way. I'm vibrant. I'm young. It has to be someone else in another room, and they gave me the wrong news. But no, it was me. The doctor said basically I had to get on prescription medications for the rest of my life. I had to sell my company. I had to have people take care of me. And I did. I actually had to do all of those things except for take the medications. I had to leave New York City, move in with my sister, which, you know, I'm like you, Dr. Suzanne. Like, we're upbeat people. To have someone take care of you is no fun. And the only other thing that he gave me as a glimpse of hope was, you should take this stuff called calcium. Like you said, and that's where it all began for me, with that one thing, calcium.
Got it. So you just started taking calcium. And obviously, you know, that was, I don't know how old you are, but you haven't met Jason yet by then, right?
No. So I started taking calcium, and I was like, I'm not getting anywhere. This was 10 years ago. So I decided I had to find a doctor who could help me. So I found Dr. Colton, luckily, and this is before we were married. And we started to work together. And in 2 years of doing a micronutrient therapy, we actually reversed my osteoporosis. We went and got the DEXA scan done, and we proved that you could actually reverse it. And that, you know, our passion for micronutrients grew, and our passion for each other had now blossomed. And luckily, I got married. So it was a win-win.
That's a fabulous story. That's a great story. But you know what? I want everyone to know, our listeners, that guess what? Trying to get your bone remineralized is actually a difficult feat. I mean, you hear about this all the time. People do everything, and they do take the drugs, and it's not working. And then, of course, the rate of hip fractures are so high in this country. Now, let's talk about, Jason, what are micronutrients? What's a micronutrient, and why are they so important?
So food has two basic components. It's got basically two teams, right? It has the macronutrients, which are the carbs, fats, and the proteins, and they carry the calories with them. That's one team. And then there's the other team, the micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the essential fatty acids like omega-3, and your amino acids, the building blocks of proteins. These are really the workers in food. So micronutrients is just an umbrella term for those vitamins, minerals, essential fats, and amino acids.
Got it. I always say that if you didn't have any nutrients or micronutrients like vitamins and minerals, you really cannot speed up the process of your metabolism. And the substrate is literally the fat, the protein, as well as the carbs, the macronutrients, just like you thought. Thanks so much for sharing. sharing that. So then what is it that you create? And, Mary, you said that you met up with Jason, Dr. Jason, and you figured out all of what you were lacking. What is it that you suggest that we do, our listeners do right away?
Absolutely. So it's a simple three-step plan. Same things that we outlined in the Micronutrient Miracle. Step one, we want you to eat more micronutrient-rich foods. I want you to stop looking at the carbs, fats, the proteins on your plate and start looking at the foods and say, are these the most micronutrient sources that I can get? So, for example, if you're going to eat an apple, make sure it's a freshly picked apple, one that hasn't been sprayed with pesticides. Make sure it's organic. All of these things work into how you're going to build the most micronutrient-rich foods on your plate. Next thing, I want you to look at your lifestyle habits, and I want you to really take a hard focus on those and say, are these things adding or subtracting from my micronutrient levels? Some things like exercise that, you know, we all do and we think it's great to do, they actually deplete micronutrients. Every time you're working out, you're sweating, and that makes you burn through your micronutrients faster. If you're going to do these things, you must be aware and add in extra micronutrients every day. And the third thing is to supplement smart, because we looked at all these diet plans, and we did studies on this, and none of the diet plans were actually giving you enough of the micronutrients. So we show you how to add them in. We show you, give you the checklist to go to the stores with to make sure that you have those. So those are some really simple swaps and some simple things that women can start doing today.
Those are great strategies and suggestions. I'm assuming that Dr. Jason actually helped you with that so that you can reverse your osteoporosis. Now, there's also another journey that you all went through, and I understand that you traveled the entire world searching for some of the ancient and traditional medicines that really helped with micronutrient therapy. Can you share that?
Yeah, well, what we did is we literally did, like you said, a 7-year, 135-country expedition to live with and to really sit with and talk to remote tribes around the world. We wanted to see what they were doing so differently. You know, we had done all the academic work. We knew what, quote-unquote, a healthy diet was supposed to be, but yet we were so sick here in America. And Mira got the advanced osteoporosis at age 30, and client after client after client of mine were coming in with these health conditions and these diseases, these long latency lifestyle diseases. So we said, we must not know the full truth. So what we did is we went and we talked with the elders in these groups. We observed them. We looked at what kind of diets they were doing and what was it that was allowing them to be so healthy and to literally not get these diseases. They didn't have osteoporosis. They didn't have diabetes. They didn't have heart disease. And a lot of what we found, that research, is in the book, The Micronutrient Miracle. It makes up the foundation of why we believe micronutrients are so powerful.
Well, you remind me of Weston Price. I'm sure you know who Weston Price is.
But that's actually what started the whole travels in the beginning, because we both were fans and we were just like, okay, we want to do a modern day Weston A. Price. We wanted to see, you know, what was he looking for and how has it changed? And it's amazing because those same tribes that he went to, we went to, and we got to see just a few years, you know, obviously it was quite a few years later than he did it, but time does, you know, stand still in some areas and time moves very quickly in others. So Papua New Guinea was exactly the way he described it. But China, on the other hand, was so much becoming westernized so quickly. So you really got to see what modernization does to people's health.
No doubt. You know, I come from Korea, and I've been on Earth over 50 years. But when I lived in Korea, the best foods were the ones that were grown in the native mountains where my grandmother, I'm fifth generation Korean herbalist, actually. Not a lot of people know that. But I learned my work and a lot of the ancient Korean medicines through my grandmother. We would go to the mountains and pick all of these roots and leaves and herbs, and we would come home and literally make it and eat it within like an hour of cooking it up. It was so incredibly nourishing. And I really think that a lot of my body and my energy came from that.